Boys and girls, just for a few more weeks now, we're going to look at a few more missionaries just to bring our little series on missionaries to a close at this stage. And today I want to tell you the story of a lady called Audrey Johnson, someone better known perhaps to some of us as Miss J. Just recently, as I've been reading through various missionary societies and thinking about missionaries, this lady was one that I was greatly impressed by her life. Audrey was born in Leicester in England in 1907. She, like many other children today, was brought up in a very devout Christian home, but she didn't share the faith that her parents had. She had absolutely no interest whatsoever in spiritual things. Maybe that's a picture of some of the children here today. Or maybe that's a picture of some adults who are sitting here today. Memories way back down through the years, brought up in a devout Christian home, remembering godly parents today who are already in heaven, and yet you're still not saved. You should think about that, and certainly prepare to meet them one day in heaven. But Audrey was that kind of young girl. She didn't share her parents' faith in God. She went as a young girl to France to continue with her education. And when she returned home after some years of studying philosophy and French, she described herself as an agnostic. She believed that stories like Jonah and the whale, or the great fish, and Adam and Eve, Daniel in the lion's den, all of those stories to her were simply myths. They were good stories to be read, but none of them were true. But such was her love for her mother. Although she did not share her mother's faith, Audrey never said anything against her mum. She never made her own views public or known, and she just continued on living, and outwardly everything seemed to be well in Audrey's life. But inwardly, things were not. She was most unhappy as a young woman. In fact, there were times that she was filled with despair, greatly discouraged, and fell greatly down and depressed. But one night in such a state, as she was at home, she was reading through God's word, and God revealed himself to her. And that night, she simply gave her life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And one thing that God gave to her at that time was a great love for his word. A great love for his word. She began to read it prayerfully and thoughtfully every day. She began to study it, and she began to teach it to those who wanted to listen. And she lived it out so powerfully in her own life that her friends and family were greatly impressed by her. She said that there were five principles that guided her in God's word, which she referred to as God's path of life. 1936, she sailed for China under the auspices of the China Inland Mission. And God blessed her labors there. There were many who came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and like her, had a great appetite for God's word. But during the Second World War, she was captured by the Japanese, and she was put in a camp at Longhua, in a place formerly used for stabling horses. And she relates to that part of her life, speaking about the great faithfulness of God. She was in a little hut where horses used to be kept, and she shared that hut with 83 other ladies. They shared three toilets together and a couple of washing basins, and they spent all their time together in that hut. But God gave her opportunities to witness for Christ. She lost over 3 stone in weight, and whenever she was released from the camp, she came back again to England with absolutely nothing. But she loved the Lord. She wanted to serve him. She then went to Shanghai with the intention that she would spend the rest of her life there telling people about Christ. However, soon she was driven out by the communists, and she then went to California, where she had to rest because of failing health. She wasn't really involved in anything at that time, and one day God spoke to her, and she was asked if she would teach 5 women how to study the Bible. She was greatly displeased by that. She couldn't understand why she was being asked to teach just five ladies the Bible when she had a heart for the mission field. She believed that that's where she should have been. But God had closed the door. And Audrey Johnston finally gave in and she began to teach those five ladies. Such was the blessing to her own soul and to theirs that she then started the Bible Study Fellowship. The work was growing. There were over 300 classes, 100,000 people studying the Word of God and all doing the same principles that they might find God's path for life. She took cancer. When she was diagnosed with bone cancer in 1978, even though she was undergoing 10 treatments of radiation, she wouldn't give up. Traveled everywhere to teach ladies in particular, but men as well, how to study God's Word. Until finally, December the 22nd in 1984, just a few days before Christmas, she was so ill, she was lying in bed, and the nurse came in and said to her, "Audrey, are you okay?" She smiled as she looked at the nurse and she said, "Nurse, the Lord is coming for me today. In fact, He's at the edge of my bed right now." And in a few moments, she had gone into the presence of Christ. Audrey Johnston believed this. And this is what I want you to remember, if you forget everything else. Audrey Johnston believed this, that if people would only give themselves to disciplined Bible study, they would get to know God, they would grow to love God, and they would learn to obey God. And that's what she set her heart upon when she taught others. And you know, boys and girls, young people, and all of us who are here this morning, wouldn't it be great if each one of us had a greater hunger for God's Word? Wouldn't it be great that this year that we grew to love Him more, and then that we learned to obey His Word better, and then that we went out to serve Him more in sharing His Word with others. If ever you get the opportunity to read about Audrey Johnston, do it, because it's well worth reading. May God give us all today a hunger for His Word. Let's bow for a moment in prayer. Father, whilst we often ponder these lives of Your children in bygone days who gave themselves to the study of Your Word and to share that Word with others, how we pray today that You would give each one of us a greater appetite for Your Word. The truth is, our Father, there are many like Audrey who are out across our world and they're sharing the Word of God with others. Many missionaries from this church, many missionaries from our association of churches, and many other missionaries from various missionary societies. And across our world right now, they, like us, are thinking about Your Word together. Would You bless their ministries? And would You help us, our Father, daily to read Your Word, that we might get to know You, that we might grow to love You, that we might be determined to obey You, and that You will give us the grace to serve You. For, Father, there's a work for every one of us to do today, if only we were willing. So, our Father, even later on this morning, as we come to Your Word, will You bless it to us? And will You bless Your Word already that has gone forth to the hearts of our children and young people this morning? And will You bless those who prepared it and who brought it to them, for Jesus' sake?